So there are two poles to our experience. There's the inner subjective pole, mind as the experiencer, sometimes called the grasper. And there's what as it is, as it were, out there, the objective pole, the experienced, which is what is sometimes called the grasped. So the grasping subject and the grasped object. So that might well do for common sense purposes, as it were. But of course, the Yogacara said that there were no boundaries, as it were, between these two poles, the experiencer and the experienced, so that both poles are resolved into one single idea, that of mind, the one mind, mind only. So all we have is the perceptual situation, which is, if you are enlightened, bipolar, split into subject and object. So the Yogacara denies the reality of matter as being a separate category from mind. We just perceive mental impressions. There are no external objects as such. We have the objective content of the perceptual situation, but we do not know objects as such. We cannot know objects as such. All we know are the sensations which we experience. The Yogacara also, early Buddhism has five skandhas, as you know, and the Yogacara reduced those, as it were, to one skanda, the vijnana skanda. So that's consciousness, and that consciousness is the perceptual situation, which is bipolar if you are enlightened. So that's the metaphysical position of the Yogacara, but it has practical purposes or practical consequences. So if we see the object of as a transformation of mind, like a dream object, which is a product of the mind, when we wake up, our grasping disappears. So when you dream, your dream may stay with you for a while after you wake up, but at some point you know that it was a dream and you're no longer emotionally involved in it. So this is the analogy often used. So if there's no object, there's nothing to grasp, and there's no one or no subject to grasp it. So with regard to the perceptual situation, which we split into subject and object, the enlightened person lives with that same perceptual situation, but they no longer identify with the subjective pole of it. So that the whole perceptual situation is expanded, clarified, and illuminated like the clear blue sky. This is where we're trying to head, as it were. So in that experience, there's no element of resistance to the objective content. You could even say there's no will separate from the will of others. So perhaps all we're saying really is that mind is not an object.